Remember when those mortgage rates felt dirt cheap? Almost less than half what they are today? Well, turns out there's still a way home buyers can get a mortgage at 4, 3, even 2.5%. NPR's personal finance reporter Stephen Basaha tells us how.
So it's 2024, and Brendan Burrows is living in Florida with the in-laws and doing that classic Zillow surfing based on prices.
I had my little criteria, had my filter on it, and I had that 400,000, you know, as low as like 300.
Then he sees the house, corner lot, four bedrooms, all cinder block to handle those Florida storms.
Now look at the description, my eyes lit up.
They lit up because of two magic words, assumable mortgage. What makes an assumable mortgage so attractive is that it lets you take over the old mortgage from the home seller and their old mortgage rate. So instead of Burrows needing to get a mortgage with an interest rate north of 6%, he could get this house with a rate of 2.5%.
Yeah, I want this house.
The catch is that most conventional mortgages are not assumable, but government-backed mortgages are, like from the FHA and VA. So loans from the Department of Veteran Affairs, lots of vets have them. And Federal Housing Administration loans, those often go to first-time home buyers without a ton of cash, usually for starter homes. About 6 million homes have an assumable mortgage below 5%, according to an estimate from the company Assume List. But even if homeowners can transfer their mortgage, few of them actually do it. Jerry Devlin is the founder of Assume Loans, which is a new kind of real estate company that helps buyers and sellers make these transfers for a fee.
People just weren't aware there was an opportunity for them to save literally tens, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's really the buyer, not the seller, saving all that money. But for sellers, advertising your home comes with a 2.5% mortgage. It is a big selling point.
They're going to get more buyers coming through their door. That low-rate financing is a way to separate their property from somebody else's.
They might even be able to get away with a higher selling price because the buyer could still save with the lower rate. But even with all that, these mortgages still rarely get transferred. And that comes down to two reasons. The first is that it could be a long, drawn-out process, especially when it comes to dealing with a mortgage company that'd rather be dealing with new high-rate mortgages than transferring old ones. When Brendan Burrows tried to assume the mortgage for that Florida house, he says he basically got stonewalled by the mortgage company.
We're just sitting there waiting for a phone call back. 10 days go by, a month goes by, I'm hearing nothing.
The companies that actually manage these mortgages have 45 days by law to finish a credit review for the transfer. In reality, it often takes months.
There's really no profit in it for them.
Craig O'Boyle is the president of Assumption Solutions, another one of these new companies that helps buyers navigate this whole transfer process. O'Boyle says mortgage companies don't dedicate a lot of staff to these kinds of transfers because they'd rather make more money with traditional mortgages.
If a lender can get rid of a 2.5% rate and lend money out at 6.5%, I think they'd prefer to do that.
Brendan Burrows' mortgage company is called Mr. Cooper. A loan officer there told Burrows 1,500 people were ahead of him needing help with their mortgages, so he'd have to wait. But there are all these new businesses promising to help buyers and sellers speed things up, like Rome and Assume List. Burrows hired Assume Loans and said that when they reached out to Mr. Cooper.
I got pushed from the spot number 1,500 to number one. I got a phone call in 3 days.
In a statement to NPR, a spokesperson for Mr. Cooper said the transfer would have happened on the same timeline without Assume Loans and without Burrows having to pay a fee for help. The other big problem with transferring the mortgage is that home prices have gone up a lot, like 54% since 2020. So, of course, the original mortgage made when housing was cheaper is no longer going to cover the price of the same house today. It's up to the buyer to make up the difference, and that could be a huge down payment.
Basically, my gap of, I had to put down $105,000.
And $105,000 is a lot for a down payment.
There aren't a lot of people that can do that.
Lori Goodman is with the Urban Institute. Fans of assumable mortgages believe making them more accessible would open up a lot more starter homes, especially because that's what assumable mortgages often cover. And transferring the mortgage means the buyer and seller can both get a better deal. But Goodman says the cash problem is just too big.
the idea is we want to free up starter homes that people have lived in too long. They've had the extra kid, and we want to free that up for young families who are the last people that can come up with an extra $200,000 in cash.
Brendan Burroughs was lucky. He made some smart investments years earlier in two little companies, Tesla and NVIDIA.
And I cashed out during COVID. So I had the money sitting there.
Burroughs got the house and that 2.5% rate. So he's saving a lot of money, especially compared to his coworker who bought a similar model house.
He paid $3,200 a month. And I said, yo, my mortgage is literally half that.
Burroughs says without that low rate, he probably would have spent two more years Zillow surfing at the in-laws. Stephen Bisaha, NPR News.